G'day, Beachy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Did you yeah, that was awesome.
You saw it?
It was everything I expected. And
Did
more.
she blow it?
I think she blew it. I think she blew it completely. There's she's an empty head. There's nothing going on there in her head.
I figured as much.
Yeah. How could she, there's nothing. She hadn't prepared herself. Donald just, he, I thought his restraint, his, if they gave her every opportunity and she had nothing because there's nothing in there. Nothing at all.
Well, I figured as much,
Yeah.
but I did see one telegram
Yeah.
where the gal said that she had
Well, she got 1 point where?
she had no no she had what do you call it? Fact checkers.
Oh, okay. Where she
Had fact checkers that they called out.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I didn't watch, so I don't know, but I just thought that was funny that they had fact checkers on call right there to say something immediately. And apparently they did call Donald out on a couple of times that he lied, but they said, but the person writing the text said, but she nobody ever said anything to her, and she lied the
But
whole
she's
time.
so vacuous. She's so vacuous. She doesn't even know when she's being, even if it's a lie or it's a joke or it's satire, she doesn't understand. She's just hopeless. Whereas
And the
he,
cackle.
like,
Did she laugh a lot?
not really. I think she was pretty subdued. She kept herself. There was just nothing there. Whereas Donald, everything he said, it was on point. The question was this, and the answer is this. And you could see the cringe on the ABC. I don't even know who the ABC guys were. I look honestly. If it was me, I would. I'd be. I'd be very, very. If I was a politician, I've been in court. I've been very, very. I know the questions that are going to come to me. I know you got to know if you're a politician or if you've got to know. The questions before they're already given to you. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're not
Yeah,
born yesterday.
I
You're
would
not.
imagine
You're
so,
not.
yeah.
Yeah, you're not born yesterday. I'm 54 years old. I'm not born yesterday. when you're a kid. If you're a 16-year-old, you ask a 16-year-old that they'll, when they're lying. Or they're telling
Well,
the truth.
but you're
But
right. You would think they would. I don't know. I
Yeah.
don't know why they're showing. They're showing it. So it's like a Saturday Night Live skit.
It is. But
It's
the trouble is,
unbelievable how and
in
they
America.
could.
Keep going. Keep going. Sorry.
No,
Keep
I
going.
was just saying it's so crazy. I don't know how anybody's like paying attention to it or feeling like it's still something that's viable. Yeah. I mean,
It's entertainment. It's entertainment, and
is.
honest,
Are
it
your
is. It's very.
are your politicians like that? Are they as vacuous?
Not nearly as hilarious as what I just saw there. Nothing like American politics. American politics is just so much fun. Oh my God, I could not believe what I just saw there. It was cringe. You know what cringe is? You know, when you're cringing.
Oh yeah. You know? I am just listening to it. I mean, like I said, I didn't see it, so I don't know what, but I can imagine. I've seen her perform before. I mean, she was from California. Come on. She started out in San Francisco.
She got a start, apparently, in Chicago. She fucked a guy called some brown guy. Like, she spread it.
No, that was in San Francisco.
Was it?
That was Willie Brown. He was the mayor of San Francisco.
Yeah, so she spread a leg for him. Okay, so she got her start there. And she really, in a courtroom, she never had any, she somehow, you know, snakes and letters. She lettered her way all the way out to the top.
That's what they say. She had
got Donald Trump. He's going to go all the way down to the bottom again.
Well, have you ever heard anything about Willie Brown? I mean, he was kind of like mafia out here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
And yeah, I would guess he's probably in Chicago too.
Yeah.
He was very, all over the place. He's got quite a story.
So where the bodies are buried, you know. At the end of the
day, there was a huge scandal, and everybody got busted except for him. So, okay. What does that tell you?
There you are. That beautiful bridge there in San Francisco is the Golden Gate Bridge. If there was a bridge I wanted to jump off, that was the one I would have wanted to jump off. Sorry.
Yeah. You're going to come all the way to San Francisco so you could jump off the bridge?
You can't do it anymore because you know what they've done? They've built a little like 30 meter, and it hurts you, but you don't die. You can't actually kill yourself anymore.
Yeah, because they want to prosecute you for it, make you pay.
Yeah.
You can't.
But here in, you know, because it's 75 meters or what is it, feet in feet? I don't, because you guys don't understand metric system in America, do you? It's okay. If you hear the water at that, you don't hit terminal at that, it still hurts you. I kills you. Yeah. Anyway, I really did enjoy that. Yeah. You know, I just really enjoyed that. I think Donald Trump, if he doesn't win every state, there's something wrong. Even California. I think Trump's going to win California after that. I mean, she's hopeless.
I would say so. I would, but you know, I don't know. It would, they always say that they've already called a winner before California votes, so, which is pretty silly. We're pretty big, but apparently they have,
make sure that you can't have postal votes anymore. Like, But I don't know. America's so crazy when it comes to voting. My dog just...
No, they rigged it, yeah. It's been rigged.
Yeah, it was rigged in 2020. I mean, like, seriously, do you think Biden fucking won 2020? No way.
Well, it goes all the way back to 2000. I mean, when Bush came in, that was kind of a rigged... I think it even goes back farther, but I wasn't paying as much attention back then. So
1990, where Bush, there was Bush, Clinton, Bush. It's a bit of a family affair, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered anyway. Yeah, they were all the same gang. So,
That's what 2016 really changed America, wasn't it? It really did. They couldn't, like Nancy Pelosi couldn't understand how the hell, what Donald Trump, and when she was doing shit behind him, Nancy Pelosi, you know, that drunken lady, I don't know. I wouldn't trust. I wouldn't trust that woman behind me in a second. poor Donnie. Donnie's trying to, and she's like, she's a crazy woman. That was so funny though.
Yeah.
Look at that. Well, crazy. Like auntie.
It's been a joke.
Yeah,
for a long time.
A joke. I understand, because the new joke is coming out soon. I've heard that apparently boring. I know. Isn't that horrible? Because I like the first one.
Oh. Well, you always, the second ones are always not, you're expecting so much, and then it's always a letdown. Even though
Todd,
it could be fine, you might.
Yeah, well, Todd Phillips, he did The Hangover, right? The first one. I loved the first one, but the second one sucked. So,
I saw that one.
Yeah, the Joker. And the second one, we don't know yet. But it's a musical, and the Warner Brothers have promoted as a musical. I don't mind a musical. Like, my favorite musical is called the Rocky Horror Picture Show. With do you remember that movie?
That was
back in 1976.
That is so old. Oh my god, how old were you when that came out? Like
10? Yeah, I'm 54 years old. The Rocky Horror Picture Show with with Frankenfurter and
scandalous. That was a scandalous movie back then.
That you'd watch in the middle of the night, and I remember watching it at the middle of the night when I was 6 years old in 1976 or something. Yeah.
You went to the theater and watched
Let's do the time warp again. It was so much fun. And who took you
to the theater to watch that?
My parents. They're all dead now, but there you go.
When did it come out? I mean,
1976.
What year was it?
Yeah.
Really?
Richard O'Brien. Yeah. Let's do the time. everyone in it's pretty much dead. I think Frankenfurt is still alive, but he had a massive stroke or something in 2012.
Not Tim Curry or
Tim Curry. He's still with us, but he had a massive stroke or something in 2012. Yeah, so he can't do it anymore, but he's still very, very good to his fans. If you want to go up to him and want an autograph or whatever, he'll autograph you and take a photo with you.
No, you're right. It was 1975.
Yeah, right. Whatever's going on in my brain, it's working. I'm still working on a one Rick and Roller.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation
or your affiliation
on truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
And we're back.
Yeah, Rick and Roller. We just watched the we're just on the outro of the most awesome what would you call that? Would you call that a debate? Donald Trump.
I would call it a clown show. What are you talking about?
Exactly. So if it was a Joker folie à deux. So Joker, folie à deux, would that be it? Not the real one, because apparently I've heard it's boring. The new one that comes out on October 4th.
You're the one who knows about that. I haven't been following it. I'm not a fan. I haven't even seen the first one, actually.
Oh, I only heard about it. You don't know what you're missing.
Probably from you.
Well, the first one. Oh, and spoilers. He shoots Robert De Niro in the head. It's brilliant. Robert De Niro is the biggest. What do you call it? What's it called? TDS. Trump Derangement Syndrome. Robert De Niro has got the biggest. He's got.
Really? He is?
Yeah, he can. He just, like, I don't know what the hell with Trump. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Trump is. Donald Trump is just. It's the best guy I've ever. I would love to meet the guy. I would, honestly. I think the guy is just the best. America, why did America turn on him? It's like America turned on a guy called Elon Musk, who bought Twitter, right? Now, I got kicked off Twitter, get this, the other day, for saying that Trudeau, up there, who freezes people's bank accounts up there. You know, that good-looking guy up there in Canada. I said he should be on death.
Yeah.
So this is what I said on Twitter. I said he should be on death row for treason, but freezing people's bank accounts. because his where his allegiance is to the WEF, you know, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, do you know that? And bang, I was kicked off Twitter. They call it X now, but yeah, I was kicked off Twitter. I'm not kidding you. And I had to beg to come back. And I didn't want to beg. I just said, yeah, do you want me back? And they gladly accepted me back. And Elon even said to me, he said, welcome back. Just don't say that. Yeah, Elon Musk. Yeah.
Don't you have to pay to get on that?
You think I'm joking? Elon Musk.
Do you have to pay to get on Twitter?
You do. But Elon Musk said to me, you're welcome back.
Of course you are.
He's a great guy. I don't know why saying that Castrudo or Trudeau should be on death row is a outrageous statement, but there you go. Apparently it is. But Elon said, look, there you go. You're allowed to have freedom of speech. Yeah. It was very nice. He doesn't know me well enough. Yeah, he doesn't know me well enough.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I just think he probably lost a lot of, they want you on there. I mean, I don't know why they're making such a fuss. It's like they want people. It's just.
Yeah, I agree.
That's their whole reason for being. So why they're kicking people off just doesn't make any sense as far as business.
It was awesome to have that, that big stop sign, come up on your mobile phone, just go blam. You can't say that. What? Woo. Yeah, it was awesome.
Really?
Honestly, yeah. You know that fright where you walked into your house and say your dog's not breathing or something, or your wife or your husband's, and you go, are you asleep? No, hello? You know what I mean? Have you ever been in that situation?
No, but you're equating that to losing your Twitter account.
Yeah, well, look, it was. Yeah, I know. It's overrated.
Well, I'm just saying. So they just gave you, at least they gave you an excuse. I mean, when we got dumped off at Discord, they just dumped us off. No explanation, just you're gone.
Oh, you got dumped off the Discord? I'm just talking about Twitter.
No, when the FACO server went down.
Okay.
Our accounts got thrown off. But anyway, that's old news.
Oh, okay. I thought it was fantastic. It was just like bang. It was like I just said something like, as a response as to someone about freezing bank accounts up there in Canada. And I said, well, he should be on death row. Not only for freezing people's bank accounts, he should be on death row for treason because his allegiance is to the WF or something like that. Bang! It was just like on my mobile phone, it was just went whack. It was almost hit you in the face where it went bang. You've just breached terms of a service. Like, I'm going, what the fuck? What? and you had to do all these, jump these little like robes to get even to get your little, to even look at Twitter or X again. It was hilarious. So I just went and I did all the little things, and they go, and then I did all the things, and I go, bum, 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 and they go, you are banned for 12 hours. I go, all right, okay, 12 hours. So I put my head on the pillow. I put my head on the pillow. And 12 hours later, and I picked up my phone and I played with Twitter, and it goes, okay, are you going to behave yourself? And I go, yes, I'll be a good boy. Don't say that again. Pretty much. I mean, I'm making the story up. Twitter was all friendly again. In fact, I changed a whole lot of settings to make everyone a bit more friendly to me. Yeah, it was hilarious. I thought it was so much fun, but I've never had more fun than Discord. Discord is like the most funnest, if that is a word. I keep saying that funnest is a word.
I just wanted to find out what you thought about that. That debate. So I need to get going now because it's, speaking of sleeping, it's getting time for me to go to sleep. But I appreciate you giving me the lowdown on that.
Well,
I'll probably see more stuff tomorrow on it.
All right. Well, we'll do that. This is a quick little squeezy. So, who won the? Won the debate. Do you think Kamala or our little
Well, Murray? I didn't see it, but I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure Trump won. I mean, in my opinion, but that's because I don't think she's a candidate, whatever. Anyway. Alrighty.
All right, baby.
I'm sure we'll hear more about it tomorrow. All right. Thank you.
Give me a kiss. Good night.